Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 13th parak of Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkas Kohanim. After having told us in the previous parak of the obligation to read from the Torah publicly, in this parak, the Rambam will now go through what we read from the Torah at each of the times delineated in the previous parak. Halacha Aleph. Haminhag HaPashut B'chol Yisrael Shemashlimim Es HaTorah B'shana Achas. The standard minhag amongst all the Bnei Yisrael is to complete reading through the whole Torah every year. Maschilim B'Shabbos She'achar Chag HaSukkos V'Korim B'Seid Bereishis. The first Shabbos after Sukkos, we read from Bereishis, B'shniyah, Eile Todos Noach, afterwards we turn to Noach, B'shlishis, V'yomer Hashem El Avram, what we call Lech Lecha, V'korim V'holchen Al Seder, Ad Shegomer HaTorah B'Chag of Sukkos. And we go through the whole thing until we complete the Torah on the Chag of Sukkos. V'yesh Misha Mishalim Es Torah B'Shosh Shonim, V'eino Minag Pashat. There are those that complete the reading of the Torah every 3 years, so it's a longer cycle, but that's not the standard Minhag. Halacha Beis, Ezra teaching the Heavenly Israel, Shayu Korim Klolos Shabasefer, Bayikra, Kodam Atzeres, Isha Mishnah Torah, Kodam Hashanah. Ezra, all the way back in the times of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, had instituted for the Bnei Israel that they should read the curses in Parshas Bechukosai before Shavuos, and the curses in Mishnah Torah in Parshas Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah. And the normal standard custom is to read the Parsha of Bamidbar prior to Shavuos, V'Eschanan achar Tishbav, and to read Parsha of Eschanan after Tishbav, Atam Nitzavim, Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and the Parsha of Nitzavim is the one before Rosh Hashanah, V'Tzavis Aron, Kodem Pesach, B'Shanah Pshuta. And in a standard year, without a leap year, he means, we read Parsha Tzav prior to Pesach.
Okay, my bad about that delay. I was wearing a mask, and I realized I was all alone. I don't need to be annoying myself by wearing a mask, and hopefully not muffling the sound too badly. I hope it didn't come out too inaudibly, the halachos that we've said so far. But from this point onward, hopefully everything should be clear and more audible, easier to hear. So, back to where we were.
Lefikach, because we want certain parshas to fall out at certain times in the year, Yei Shabbosos Shekorin B'Shachris Shnei Sedarim. There will be some Shabbosos during the year. We'll read two parshios. Kikon Isha Kisas Riyah V'Zos Tia Torah Mitzorah. For example, read parshas Tas Riyah Mitzorah as one. Ben B'Chukosai Bahar Sinai, and also to have parshas Bahar B'Chukosai together. Rikioti Pen Kadesh Shlimu B'Shana V'Ikru Osam Hasidram Ba'Onasam. That way, we'll still complete all the parshios in the Torah in 1 year, and at the same time, we'll have these correct parshios in their ideal times. Halacha Gimel. Malkum Shem Avsikim B'Shabbos B'Shacharis Sham Kar B'Mincha B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos Haba. The place where you end off one Shabbos is where you'll pick up from then Shabbos afternoon by Mincha when you read then, and also on Monday and on Thursday, as well as on the upcoming Shabbos Ketzad. What does that mean? Shabbos Rishona Korin B'Shacharis B'Seder Bereishis. So let's say the first Shabbos you read at Shacharis Bereishis. B'Mincha Korin Me'ele Tol Noach Asar P'sukim O Yeser. V'chein b'sheni, v'chein b'chamishi, v'chein l'shabbos haba b'shacharis, maschil l'meil l'tolos noach, v'koreyato v'aseder. So then, at mincha of that Shabbos parshas Bereishis, we read from the first psukim of Noach, at least 10 psukim, or you could read more as well, and we do so the same thing on Monday and Thursday, and then on the upcoming Shabbos, we start from the beginning of the parshas Noach and read through all of it. V'alderech zu korin kol shana, in a likewise fashion, we do all year long. V'aftirin b'chol Shabbos v'shabbos b'nabi me'ein shakar b'torah. And then for the Haftorah, we read from the Navi every week, something which is relevant to the parsha that we had read from the Torah. Halacha Dalet. Barashay Chadashim on Rosh Chodesh. It's a little bit complicated. Harishon Korei Shlosha Psukim Parshas Tzav. The first person to read from the Torah reads three psukim from Parshas Tzav. Vashani, and the second one, Chozer Rekorei Pasuk Shlishi Shakar Rishon. He repeat the third pasuk the first one had read. Ushnei Psukim Achar, and as well as two additional psukim beyond that. Kadesh Yishayir Parsha Shlosha Psukim. That way there'll be left over three psukim left in that paragraph break. Vashlishi, the third person is going to read, Korei Shlosha Psukim Shashir Hashani. He reads the last three psukim in that paragraph, which were left over by the second guy, im ubiyom hashabbos. He also reads along with that the parsha which begins ubiyom hashabbos. V korei uvarashi chad sheichem, and then the person who gets the fourth aliyah will read from uvarashi chad sheichem.
Im chal rosh chodesh tzios b'shabbos, and if rosh chodesh occurs on Shabbos, motzin shnei svar b'shacharis. Then we take out two sefer Torah by the morning tefillah. V'echad korei bo seder osa Shabbos, and one of them will read that week's weekly parsha. V'sheni korei bo hamashlim uvarashi chad sheichem, and in the second one, the one who will be getting the final aliyah reads the portion of uvarashi chad sheichem. V'maftir korei in rosh chodesh, and the one who then receives the aliyah for maftir will read something related to the topic of rosh chodesh. Maftir in vayamidei chodesh b'chadesh, and then the Torah is this. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Av uniquely falls out on Shabbos. Maftirin Chachechem Odechem Sana Nafshi. We change the Torah to this one. And when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, Maftir b'Shabbos lafanav, on the Shabbos that preceded it, the day before, we recite the following, Vayomer lo yonis on Machar Chodesh. That is the Haftorah instead. Halacha hey. Kola ola likros b'Torah, whenever somebody is called up to read from the Torah, poseach b'davar tov, mesay b'davar tov. He begins with a positive topic and he concludes with a positive topic. However, Abba Parshas Hazinu, this week's Parsha, very fitting for us to discuss these halachos, but for the Parsha of Hazinu, Kori Rishon ad Zechori Mos Olam, Vashani Maschil Mizchori Mos Olam ad Yarkivehu, Vashlishi Mayarkivehu ad Bayar Hashem Bayanats, Harvi Min Bayar Hashem Bayanats ad Luchachmu, Vahamishi Min Luchachmu ad Kiesa El Shemaim Yadi, Vashishi Mi Kiesa El Shemaim Yadi ad Zofashira. This is the breakup for the Parsha of Hazinu. Vama Poskin Ba Binyanos Elu, and why do we break it up in accordance with these different topics? Mishain Tochacha Kadesh Yachsurha Mitshuva. Since this is Shabbat Shuva, this is the week where we are focused so much on Shuva, so therefore we break it up in this fashion because it's strong rebuke to inspire the people to do Shuva. Halacha Vav. Shmona Psukim Shabbosofa Torah, the final eight Psukim in the Torah, Mutra Likros on some basic Nesses, Pachos Me'asara. It's permitted to read them publicly from the Sefer Torah in the Shul, even though you have less than 10 adult free men there. Afal Pisha Kol Torah, even though it's all certainly Torah, Moshe Mipiagvura Amram, and Moshe himself said it from Hashem himself, nonetheless, Homash Manchem Acher, he says Moshe, since the implication from these psukim is that they're after Moshe died, Harinishtanu, therefore they're qualitatively different. Lefikach Mutra Liach Likrosasan. This is the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara, and the Rabbit points out that there's other interpretations he argues on the Rambam, but for our purposes, the Rambam tells us that it is permitted for an individual, meaning to say less than a regular minion, to read them publicly. Halacha Zayin, Kol Shabbatos Kohanim, the curses found in Parshas Bechukosai and Sefer Vayikra, Ein Mafsikin Behen, you don't make any breaks in that series of curses. El Echad Koreo Son, one person reads all of them, Maschu Pasuk Shalchem, he begins from a Pasuk before them, Mizayim Pasuk Shalchem, and he goes a Pasuk beyond them. Uklalo Shabbat Mishnah Torah, with regards to the admonition of the curses found in Parshas Kisavo, Im Ratza Lipsok Behen, if you want to break up them, Posek, then you're allowed to. Ukfar Nago Am Shalo Lipsok Behen, El Echad Koreo Son. However, the standard custom is that we don't break those up either, and one person reads them all. Halacha Ches, Mafsikin Lemoados Liyom Kippurim, Ukorim Binan Amoed. Lobesader Shabbos. When Shabbos falls out on a holiday, such as one of the Regalim or Yom Kippur, so then we break up the order of the Parshios. We don't read the weekly Parsha, but instead we read the topic which relates to that particular holiday. Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael Sheyu Korim B'chol Moed Inyano. And Moshe had established that the Bnei Yisrael should read on each holiday its particular topic. And we also investigate the halachos, we study the halachos of that particular holiday each holiday. So what are the various parshios that we will read for each one of the holidays? And the Rambam will go at length now through each one of them. I will leave these untranslated, I will simply read them. The Pesach, the parshios Moados Shabbatos Kohanim. On Pesach, we read the ones that relate in Sefer Vayikra. Ukfar Nagu Am Likros B'Yom Rishon Mishulchu Lachem Vavtirim B'Pesach Gilgal. U'B'Yom Tov Sheni Sharo Kesev, Maftirin, the Pesach Yoshiyahu. Bashlishi, Kadesh Li Kobachor, Bervi, Im Kesev Tava, Bachamishi, Psolacha, Bashishi, Vyasu, Bnei Israel, Sepasach Mawabdo, Yom Tov Achron, Vahibashach, Ad So Hashira, Ad Ki Ani Hashem Rafecha, Maftirin, Vaidavar David, Vashmini, Kobachor, Maftirin, Od Hayom. These are the various readings related to Pesach. Halacha Tes, now returning to Shavuos, Batseris Korin Bit, Shiva Shavuos. Menag Pasha Chikorim Yom Tov Arishon Bachodesh Shishi Maftirin Bin Merkava. Yom Sheni Korim Pashas Moados Kol Bachor Maftirin Bechavakok. Halacha Yud, as for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Korim Bachodesh Shvi Bechal Chodesh. Menag Pasha Chikorim Yom Rishon Vashem Pakadis Sara Maftirin Vahi Ish Echad Menar Asayim. Yom Sheni Korim Velo Kim Nisa as Abraham Maftirin Haben Yakar Li Ephraim. Halacha Yud Aleph. Yom Kippurim. Now we turn to Yom Kippur. Shachar's Korim Achrei Mos Maftirin Ko Amar Ram Benisa. By mincha, we interestingly read not about tshuva per se, we read about the terrible sins of immorality at the end of Parshas Acharei Mos. And the purpose the Rambam explains for that is because that way it will remind somebody who might have stumbled in one of these various terrible sins, and it will recall these sins and make him repent. He'll be very, very embarrassed by his sin, and hopefully we'll do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Vashlishi Kori B'Torah Maftir Yonah, and the third one read from the Torah, and then we'll do Maftir Yonah. Halacha Yud Beis for Sukkos now. B'Sukkos B'Shneim Tovim Rishonim Kori B'Parshas Hamoedos Shehi Shor Kesev Oeis B'Gomer Maftirim B'Yom Rishon Hinei Yom Ba LaHashem B'Yom Sheni V'Kalu El Melech Shlomo. Now we turn to Simchas Torah. That's where we read Vidos of Bracha. On other days, we read the relevant Karbanos for each one of the days. I'll illustrate what that looks like. The way it's done in Chutz Laaretz is that we have to read 2 days. So we read on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third overall day of the holiday. We begin with Yom HaSheni. Then the next aliyah for the Levi is Yom HaShlishi. Israel again reads Yom HaShlishi. The Revi reads both Sheni and Shlishi, and so on and so forth. And that same pattern is followed for every day. On any one of the Yomim Tovim and Yom Kippur and all 7 days of Pesach, we bring out 2 Sefer Torah by Shacharis. Harishon Kori Bo Elo Anino Shamar. The first one will read from the topics that were just illustrated. Vasheni Kori Bo Karban Oso Ayom Hamor Bechumash Apkudim Batorah. And the second one is used to read from it about the Karban of that particular day, which is found in Parshas Pinchas in Sefer Bamidbar. Vakori Inna Karban Hu Maftir Benavi. And the one who reads about the Karban, he's the one who's doing Maftir. He'll be the one who will then do the Haftorah from Navi. Any day where you take out 2 or 3 Sefer Torah, if you took them one out after the other one, once you have returned the first one, then you say Kaddish, and then you bring forth the second one. And then after you put the second one back, you again say Kaddish. And the Rambam has already told us that the standard practice is that after the last one who reads is finished, so then we say Kaddish at that point and finally turn to the Haftorah. With regards to Shabbos, which falls out on the Chol HaMoed either of Pesach or Sukkot, so it's the same reading with regards to the actual reading, but for the Haftorah it's different. Pesach is Hatzamos Yveshos, from Chol HaBesoch HaChag, but on Sukkot it's Biyom Bo Gok. They have different Haftorahs. Is now going to Chanukah. On the first day of Chanukah, we read these parshios. So on and so forth through the 8th day. Then we go from the 8th day of the Karbanos brought by the Nesiim in Parshios Naso through the end of the 12th. Maftir b'Shabbos Shav Chanukah b'Neiros Zecharia, and that's the Haftorah. V'mayu Shtei Shabbosos b'Chanukah Maftir b'Shabbos Rishona b'Neiros Zecharia v'Shniya b'Neiros Shlomo. And if there's 2 Shabbos Chanukahs, so the first one is the standard one of the candles mentioned in Zechariah's vision, and the second one is about the candles of Shlomo HaMelech. V'akorei b'Inyan Chanukah Hu Shemaftir b'Navi, the one who read about the topic of Chanukah will be the one who also gets the Haftorah. V'Purim Kor B'Shachar Zvei B'Malik, and as for Purim, this is what we read when we lay by the morning. Servers of the Tisha B'Av afternoon, we say the same as every other fast day. As for other fast days which occur based on historical events, so those also we read from the Torah by Shachar and by Mincha. Harishon Kori Vayichal Moshe, Arba Psukim. Kori Hasheni Vashlishi Mi Psolcha Ad Asher Ani Yoseh Imach. Those are the parshios that we're familiar with from a fast day. When it's a fast day, which wasn't because of a historical occurrence, but rather because of the fact that right now we're in a state of crisis, state of distress. There's either famine or there's plague or the like, certainly relatable to us in this corona era. So then, Korin brachos klolos k'deisha yeshuvo am yikana levavam kisheshmu osam. Then we read about the various blessings and curses mentioned in the Torah to inspire the people to be humbled and thereby do tshuva when they hear them. Three Shabbosim leading up till Tisha B'Av are ones which are going to have a Haftorah related to rebuke. Shabbos Rishonim Maftirin Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shniya Chazon Yeshayahu, Shlishis Eicha Hayisel Lezona. Slightly different than what we do. V'chein Shabbos Yachar Tisha B'Av Maftirin Nachmu Nachmu Ami. And the standard minhag, the Rambam city at least, and true to us as well, is that they would have haftorahs related to the comforting Klal Yisrael after Tisha B'Av all the way into Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos should be in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur up to here in Teshuvah Yisrael. And then the Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur during the Sarah Shemay Teshuvah is Shabbos Teshuvah. This week's Haf Torah, Halacha Chaf. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yos B'Shabbos Korin B'Parshas Shkalim up to here in Bit Yoyada HaKoyin. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so then these are what we read. V'chein imchol Rosh Chodesh Adar lios b'socha Shabbos, and if it falls out during the week, v'afilu b'erev Shabbos, even if it's on a Friday, v'akdim v'korin b'Shabbos l'afana v'parshas Shkalim. So then Shkalim is pushed up to the week before Rosh Chodesh. V'shenia korin Zachor, and the next week we read parshas Zachor maftir v'pakati eis asher asa amalek. Ezo hi Shabbos shenia. What do we define as the second Shabbos? Kol shechol Purim lios b'socha. Any week which will precede the week which Purim is falling out in. A field of Erev Shabbos, even if Purim will fall on the following Erev Shabbos. By Shlishis Korin Parat Duma, in the third week we read Parshas Parah, Maftir Nuzrakti Aleichem. Ezo hi Shabbos Shlishis. What do you define as the third week? Hasimuch L'Revius. That's the one that's close to the fourth. Revius Korin HaChodesh Hazeh, Maftir Mirushon Ebech HaChodesh. Ezo hi Revius. What counts as the fourth one, which will help also set the placement of the third one? Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Pesocha, a field of Erev Shabbos. Any week which this is the Shabbos preceding that week when Rosh Chodesh Nisan will fall out, even if it's going to fall out on the following Friday. Sometimes there will be a break between the first and second Shabbos, or between the second and the third. And sometimes there will be two breaks, a break of a week in between the first and the second Parsha of the Arba Parshios, and again, a break between the second and the third of the Arba Parshios. However, we never have a break of a Shabbos in between the third and the fourth Parshios. Halacha Chaf Beis. Kol Parsha Mi'arba Parshas Elu Echad Kori Osa B'Sefer Sheni Achar Shekorin Seder Osa Shabbos B'Sefer Shotzi Rishon. With regard to all these Arba Parshios, we read them in a second Sefer Torah, aside from the first one, which had been used to read the weekly Shabbos portion. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Vaya Seder Osa B'Shabbos B'Vata Tzaveh. It's Parshas Tzaveh. Korin Shisha B'Vata Tzaveh Ad Vasisa Kiron HaChodesh. Six of those Olim will read up until this point in the Parsha. Vashvi Chozer V'Kori Mikisisa Ad Vasisa Kiron. And the seventh one will go back and reread from Kitisa until Vasisa Kiron. If Vaya Seder Osa Shabbos Kisisa, and were it to be Parshas Kisisa Atzmo, then Korin Shisha Mikitisa. So then you have six people